ABC News. I'm Daria Albing. Of the parents of Michigan high school shooter Ethan Crumbly were sentenced today to 10 to 15 years in prison. Jennifer and James Crumbly, both convicted of involuntary manslaughter, heard from families of the four students their son killed before they learned their fate. Nicole Beausoleil's daughter, Madison Baldwin, was one of Ethan Crumbly's victims.
Because you decided that you didn't want to parent and listen to your son, you took the right away for me to be a mother.
James and Jennifer Crumbly maintained they couldn't have known what their son was capable of, even after getting warnings from the school. Arizona Supreme Court upheld a 160-year-old law which bans almost all abortions. Authorities say a woman who allegedly threw her 9-year-old and infant daughters from a moving SUV on a busy LA area freeway is also accused of killing her partner. They say the woman died by suicide. Hundreds of food service workers at Philadelphia's Wells Fargo Center staged a one-day strike demanding a better contract. This is ABC News. Under a new Environmental Protection Agency rule, more than 200 chemical plants nationwide have reduced toxic cancer-causing emissions. Facilities in Texas, Louisiana, the Ohio River Valley, West Virginia, and the Upper South are included. One day before the case was set to trial, there's a settlement in a Tesla autopilot lawsuit.
The case goes back to the 2018 death of Walter Huang, an Apple engineer who was killed behind the wheel of a Tesla Model X after the vehicle's autopilot system drove the SUV into a barrier at over 70 miles per hour. A National Transportation Safety Board investigation found Huang was likely on his phone at the time of the crash. After recently winning several cases over its autopilot system, Tesla has opted to settle this one. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Some travelers find flying to be rough. The Istanbul airport has a new tool to help those who are anxious. Therapy dogs, two of them, with handlers roaming the terminal. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden says his new student loan forgiveness plan would cancel tens of thousands of dollars in interest for Americans who can prove hardship cases. He called it a ticket to the middle class in Madison yesterday.
I think we all in this room share one goal: give everybody a fair shot, just a shot.